ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir la'in ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajhum. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyya for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, and we are looking at the first verse and second vice that the Imam seeks refuge in Allah from. Previously, we spoke about how to cure anger. And we said the ulama of akhlaq, the mystics or the moral teachers, they said there are three stages to curing anger: before, during, and after. We got to during. Now, how does one cure his anger or controls his anger during the state of anger itself? So these things need to be in our mind constantly when we find ourselves being angry. So now a person gets angry, he's in rage, and he's ready to attack, but he has to remember this: I need to slow down. I need to control myself. I need to understand that if I continue with my anger, I will lose control and there will be damages. So a person begins with first, isti'adha. We mentioned that before. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi says, إِذَا غَضِبَ الرَّجُلُ. When a man or a person gets angry, فَقَالْ, and he says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Just these two words, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, I seek refuge in Allah. سَكَنَ غَضَبُهُ. His anger will subside. His anger will slow down. Just saying, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So you get angry, first thing you do is, you say to yourself, let me slow down. And say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Let us take a break and then we continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge from IRIB English Radio. We said that when a person is during the stage of anger, first he needs to seek isti'adha, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by saying A'udhu Billah. That should do the job. If that doesn't work, the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, they tell us that there is something else that you need to do. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, be quiet. Just shut down. Don't talk. He says, "Dawul ghadab bisamt." Treat anger by silence. Okay, I'm talking to you. You're talking to me. I am about to get raged. I am raging. I'm getting angry. And I say to myself, you know what? That's not a good thing. That's a vice. I'm just going to keep quiet. And I'll let you talk and talk and talk. And once you finish, I'm like, yeah, we agree to disagree. And we leave it there. So my silence should treat my anger. So the Imam alayhi salam, he says, treat your anger with silence. Now, if that doesn't work, we move up to the next stage. Then, according to the narrations of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim salam, they also say, إِذَا غَضَبَ أَحَدَكُمْ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ. When one of you gets angry while he's standing, فَلْيَجْلُسْ. Let him sit down. فَإِنْ ذَهَبَ عَنْهُ الْغَضَبْ. When anger goes away, all good and well. وَإِلَّا. Otherwise, let him sleep. Just lie down. I mean, not go to a full sleep because that's not going to happen. But I mean, lie down, right? And he says, why do the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim salam concentrate on the fact that if you're standing, sit down? It's because when you are standing, you are more easy to do damage to things around you, to break things, to hit someone, because you're flexible. But once you sit down, it's not going to be easy for you to grab, for example, the TV and break it, or break the glasses, or break whatever around you, because you are in a position where you can't move. And when you're sitting and that does not work, lie down, because that kind of restricts your movement. If you're sitting, there's a bit of movement. If you're standing, there's a full movement. And you don't want to do anything in the stage of anger. I've seen people when they get angry, they break whatever's in front of them. And you guys seen that as well. Maybe sometimes we do it when we get angry. So the Ahl al-Bayt, salamullah alayhim, they say, sit down, right? Take it easy. Control your movement more than anything else. Also, they say, lastly, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we spoke about that. So Allah says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَأَنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. With the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts are content. Let us take a break, and we will continue right after.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge from IRIB English Radio. So, second stage of anger is during. And we said a person needs to control his anger or be silent, do isti'adha. If he's standing, sit down. If you sit down, lie down. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the ayah says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَأَنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Surely, with the remembrance of Allah, the hearts are content. And this is what we want when we are angry. We want our hearts to be content. So, remember Allah, and your heart automatically should be content with the name and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third stage that the ulama of akhlaq, the scholars of morality and morals and ethics, they say what happens after anger. So we have before, during, and after. We spoke about the first two. Lastly, now you got angry, you done some damage, whether it's physical, whether it's verbal, what happens now? They say this is the time where you have to come and fix what you've done. Okay, so time to fix our mistakes, mend the broken things that we've done, the hearts that we broke, the people that we cursed, the haram that we've committed. So whatever we've done, now we need to go back and fix it, all right? And ask people for their forgiveness. And I don't know, we forgive people in return, because sometimes you could say, well, they made me angry, they were angry too, so I got angry. So now let's say, well, I forgive you, please forgive me. And we try to have that kind of peace and love between us once more. So the third stage, when things don't go right, when I get angry, I say what things I should not have said. I am not cursed, I swore, I yelled at somebody, especially if it is in the house. For example, between partners, when a husband and a wife get angry and they start screaming at each other and cursing each other, and once they settle down, the first thing they need to do is, you know, as we say, they need to come together, sit down, and make up, right? Because if this continues, that he goes his way, she goes his way, God forbid that could lead to a divorce, to the destruction of the family. I'm not going to talk to him. He says, I won't talk to her. And then you have this problem that no one wants to talk to each other anymore. He said this to me, he said that to me. Okay, fair enough. But both of the people were in a state of anger. Now, anger is gone. Let us fix the mistakes and the problems that we did. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi, in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد